Are you ready to discover and let go of everything that's been holding you back in life? Are you prepared to push beyond your self-imposed limiting beliefs and achieve greatness? If yes, then the Mindset Coach Podcast is for you. Get ready to exceed your goals, reach the level of success and significance you've always known you were destined for. Here's your host, Mike Sprouse.
Hello and welcome to the Mindset Coach Podcast. I'm Mike Sprouse, the Mindset Coach, and I'm excited to be spending this time with you today. Thank you for joining me on this collaborative talk show. It's our first episode. Our big, fluffy statement of what this show is meant to be is this. It's a place for you where your potential and your hopes and your goals, personally and professionally, are uncovered and realized. And then to set you off on a journey that intersects with impact, success, and significance in your life. We'll do all of this together. Envision each episode being like a fireside chat with a friend. That's the vibe, and that's the environment I've seen work wonders for other people I've worked with, and it's the entire basis for this podcast. So you won't hear too much ranting and raving from me, but you'll still hear a lot of passion because it's in there. The fire and brimstone and shocking statements, they make for headlines and cool social media posts, maybe, but you won't get a ton of that here. What you will get are short, memorable, poignant things to remember and use. Unless we have a guest on the show, most episodes will be in the 13 to 16 minute range. I've found that to be a manageable chunk of time for people to reflect without getting bored or disinterested or have it be too much. So together, we'll talk about topics that are sometimes tough to get your arms around. Success and significance are big ideas, and they're elusive things to most people, or they seem to be anyway. It seems like everyone's always chasing something, even if we don't know what exactly. I mean, if it was always easy, or if there was a magic formula for success, or for people to achieve everything they want to achieve, then everybody would be doing it, right? But think about how many people you know or can think of who are leading the lives they want to live or are capable of living. Like, who's not frustrated about at least one aspect of their lives? There's that term, it's kind of funny, living your best life, quote unquote, which is so difficult, it seems, to actually replicate. I mean, people post on social media, living my best life, because it hardly seems to ever happen, right? It's like, look at me, I'm doing it. And that's why I'm here. And that's why I'm so committed to talking with you and doing this right now. Over the course of lots of episodes, we'll go through things like who you are and what you're doing. And this topic that comes back over and over again about limiting beliefs and overcoming them, confidence and competence, and the difference between ordinary and extraordinary, and resilience and gratitude, and dozens more topics. We'll talk together in each episode about each topic's relevance with real life examples. We'll have special guests on occasion and plenty of things that I think you'll find thought provoking and actionable in your own lives. So why this podcast and why now? Well, I really believe it's an important time in the world. I think it's an important time for all of us to do all we can personally and individually about the things within our control. We absolutely can maximize our potential and fulfill the gifts that life gives us. It's within our power to do so. We don't always have to choose to accept the things holding us down or weighing on us or that come into our lives as negative, draining events. Part of the exercise is that I think there are plenty of us that want to set the table for our kids and our grandkids and for generations after us. Lots of us want to be successful now based on how we define it for ourselves. And we want to be as significant as we can be too in another person's life. As for me, I've made this podcast and the work I do with people in a one-on-one capacity my life's mission now. After publishing 7 books, largely about self-improvement and mental perspectives. My ultimate goal is one rooted deeply in philanthropy. I see a clear-cut mission right now in helping lead a big discussion about stuff that's on lots of people's minds every day. I want people to know and really believe in their own value. I want to encourage people to achieve success and significance using a particular mindset that I know works. Listen, I think there's a collective crisis today in people's mindsets. At the very least, there's a collective feeling that everything is a little bit on edge right now. I've lived through almost 5 decades, and there's just a different collective feeling in the world right now that's more uncertain and more cutthroat and less confident, less respectful, and less purposeful. I want to change that through this podcast, and I invite your help along the way. I'm here to talk about specific approaches to mindset that can work in any circumstance, any profession, any personal situation, because I know it, I've seen it with other people, and I've lived it. So what do I know, right? Like, who is this guy? Well, there's a lot that I'm proud of in my life, and I have a lot of positivity and gratitude about it. I was able to achieve my childhood dream of becoming a professional athlete, and I did that by the age of 22. So I know a little bit about setting some crazy goals and having a bunch of people along the way laugh at me. Not shockingly, maybe, I continued to set stretch goals for myself in my business and professional life, and a pretty similar pattern emerged that was the same in my journey up the ranks as an athlete. You have to block out a bunch of stuff and control the things you can control. So I think the answer to who I am could be found in athletics or my business career as an executive or as a marketing team leader that won some awards along the way, or even the books that I've written. The TLDR is this mindset topic isn't some new thing for me or some flash in the pan. It's been woven throughout my life's work. And only now am I really talking about it in a bigger way because it's time to. So now I put all that stuff to the side and I'll just tell you that I've worked with and known some really great, significant people in my life who have made it such a pleasure. So someone can put whatever labels or titles on me they choose to, and one could easily conclude, well, he's done a lot of great things, maybe. It must have come pretty easy or without difficulties. And in fact, it's totally the opposite. I've had help from other people, and I've had to rely on my own best mental training to be able to discern when I shouldn't listen to anyone else but me. So I'd venture to guess that for anyone who's ever done anything big or significant, there were lots of difficulties and naysayers and people who should have been supportive but weren't. So regardless of where you are in life right now, maybe some of you can relate to this part of the journey when you feel like you've done some good things, but there's more. Like you're wondering, is this it? Is this all there is? Or I know I'm capable of more. I just don't know what or how to set my mind towards doing it. So even if you're in circumstances in your life right now that are generally positive, I think it's still pretty normal to have general questions about your purpose or to have thoughts of self-doubt creep in or something called imposter syndrome, if you're familiar with that. Or even just some days you don't feel like doing anything. We've all been there. I have too. And that's where mindset coaching has been such a blessing in my life and why I want to make it one of yours. So with it, you're able to identify barriers in your way of thinking and then attack thoughts coming in that would otherwise hold you back. It's almost like you're playing offense instead of defense with your mind and turning everything, no matter what it is, into productive, successful ways of thinking and acting. Your mindset has the ability to see challenges as choices rather than problems. And when I tell people that they have no problems, only choices, it tends to be one of those aha moments for lots of people. But we don't live in denial either. And there are plenty of things where if your mind dwells on them for too long, they could naturally and understandably knock you back temporarily. A death in your family or close circle of friends, divorce, health issues or injuries, addiction, financial duress, unruly coworkers, even just quote-unquote bad luck. There's plenty more I could list, and we'll go into all of them pretty comprehensively. I've been through all of them personally, and many of my future guests have too. And I came out the other side better than before. I was 11 years old when my brother passed away. I was middle-aged when my mom passed away. I know about divorce, both personally and within my extended family, and the pain and the stress that it causes. I was largely, I think, pretty lucky in my athletic career to not sustain any major bodily injuries, but I've suffered multiple concussions and traumatic brain injuries. And PTSD is a thing I've dealt with too, and we'll get into a few wild stories later on, I'm sure, related to that. And the part of the brain that's been damaged by all that didn't help me grapple with addiction at the time either. So financially, I've gotten rich, I've gotten poor. I've known the struggles of both because there are directions your mind goes in both cases that can be destructive, but also handled with mindset coaching. But here's the thing, I think each of us is different. We experience things differently. Have you ever heard that saying, every single person has their own internal battles going on that no one knows anything about? It's so true. Our minds are different. If there's any coach or guru or mentor that tries to sell you a one-size-fits-all package of the quote-unquote definitive path to success, don't believe it. There are many paths, not just one. So what's true is that there are certain strategies and tactics and methods you can use to set your mind to create better conditions for success and a succession of successes in your life. And that's the state of mind that you really want to get in. Successful people call it the zone. And there's a lot of successful people in the world. I'd argue there are a lot of significant people in the world. I'll also tell you that in my experience, the number of these people is actually far greater than you realize. Think about your own significance to just one other person in your life. Think about how valuable you are to a family member, a friend, a student, a workplace, an understudy, an athlete, an aspiring entrepreneur looking to you for guidance. But too often, you know, we talk ourselves out of our very own importance. We get down on ourselves or we underestimate our potential. And then we look at people that are in bright, shiny lights or making headlines, and we automatically conclude that that person is successful or significant and that that's what it looks like. So we start to judge ourselves based on someone else's formulas or standards, and then we get stuck. We actually end up minimizing our own potential for success because we aren't fitting some arbitrary definition of it. And sometimes we haven't even defined what it is for ourselves to begin with. But the common thread and the reason for this podcast is that the biggest thing we can control is what our predominant mindset is each day. This entire podcast would never have happened were it not for what could have been seen as a setback in my life. But my mindset chose to see it the other way. It doesn't mean we won't have off days or days when our mind really needs a boost. It means that we become aware of when that happens and how it's affecting our success or how it's impacting our life path. And then we take steps mentally to address it together. I have a saying, it's okay to have a bad day. What you need to avoid are bad weeks, bad months, and bad years. So on this podcast, we're going to lay out some ideas for a path towards what success and significance might mean to you. It won't be a magic potion or dust that I sprinkle on everybody, but it will be an approach that sets the stage for you using both art and science. I'll give you everything I can when it comes to mindset. When I have guests on, they will too. To me, it's important to have different perspectives, because I can tell you that in my life, I didn't listen to 100% of what any one mentor or person taught me. I took bits from different people I related to along the way. And I think the same goes for you. You can take some or all of the information on this podcast and use it or supplement it with another coach, mentor, or therapist. I'm an expert on life experience and using challenges personally and professionally as catapults and not weights. I'm not a medically licensed professional or doctor, and I don't pretend to be, but I'll have plenty of them on the show. My approach to mindset has been used by me for over 35 years now, and I know it's impacted thousands of people. As I like to say, you will hear me say this a few times in the future, is that the days are long, but the years are so short. Think about that statement for a minute, and you'll know the why behind my now. So, off we go. I hope you enjoyed the premiere episode of the Mindset Coach Podcast. Please subscribe to the show, and let's keep walking together towards a life of success and significance. Until next time, Mindset Masters, make it a great day.
So that's it for today's episode of The Mindset Coach. Head on over to iTunes or wherever you listen and subscribe to the show. One lucky listener every single week who posts a review on iTunes will win a chance in the grand prize drawing to win a $15,000 private VIP day with Mike Sprouse himself. Be sure to head on over to mindsetcoachpodcast.com and pick up a free copy of Mike's gift and join us on the next episode.